What's up, y'all? This is the Neighborhood Black Girl, and I'm your host, Dana Sear Parker. If you are new, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thanks for coming back. And let's get right into the episode. So if I sound a little bit different, I'm recording on my new TikTok shop microphone, and I feel like it's a little feedbacky. I'm trying to figure out, like, the bandwidth, the wherewithal, how I can move, how I can't move, because on my normal microphone that I record with for my podcast, there's not a lot of, like, background noise. I feel like here, on this little microphone, there's a lot of background noise, so I'm going to record on this today, and if I don't like it, then we're not going to do it again, but I need to try it out at least once to figure out what is going on with these little microphones. I also am not anywhere near where I normally am. I'm outside on my patio because my cats, little update, I got cats. My cats are going a little crazy inside, and I just didn't want to deal with it. So I came out on my patio. My laptop's also dead. So, like, I'm recording on my phone. There's a lot of things that are happening that are new. And this episode might be a crap show because of it. I also have not been on or not uploaded an episode in a minute. Anyways, I haven't been making any sort of content. Well, not any sort of content. I guess I've been on TikTok a little bit. But I haven't been making content for podcasts in a while because I've just been one, very creatively not here and not functional. I don't know. Since I got my cats, I also have been, like, doing a lot of, like, just home stuff or, like, preparing before I got them. And then I've been, like, acclimating them to my house and, like, playing with them, getting them used to me, getting them into a routine, that sort of thing. And then I've had, like, some weird life things that have happened, like, fell out with one of my friends. Just, like, fell out with two of my friends, actually. Like, life has been lifing. The holidays were around, and I feel like I love the holidays. I have a love-hate relationship with the holidays. I don't like Thanksgiving just because I think Thanksgiving is a trash holiday, and the origin of the Thanksgiving doesn't make sense to me. Obviously, like, to be thankful for what you have, yeah, but you should be thankful for what you have every day. But, so I'm not, like, that big of a Thanksgiving girly. I don't go home for Thanksgiving. Also, all of my grandparents are past, so, like, I feel like the Thanksgivings that I remembered and loved and cherished, I will never have again, and I feel like that probably also tarnishes my view on Thanksgiving. But yeah, so Thanksgiving passed, Christmas passed, and like I said, all my grandparents are gone, so, like, the memories that I have of, like, Christmas and Thanksgiving is going up north to my Amy and Bumpy's house and having, like, the family together, like, doing a Christmas dinner, doing a Thanksgiving dinner, having the tree, doing, like, not really presents because, like, all of us were grown, but I just remember being with my family, and I don't have that same family structure that I once had, which is very sad, and I definitely miss my grandparents, and I envy everyone who has, like, grandparents and all of those elderly folks in their lives, because mine passed when I was very young, and I really didn't cherish them or, like, understand, or I don't know. I really feel like I didn't get it, like, once when they were alive. I didn't understand the, like, I don't even know what the word is, but, like, I didn't cherish the moments that I had with them, and I didn't understand the impact that they would have had when I'm gone. And the older that I get, the more I'm like, wow, like, my grandparents really, I feel like, didn't get what I know they deserve, from me at least. Maybe from my other siblings. I'm also the youngest on, like, one side of my family, and then I'm the oldest on the other side of my family. So, no, actually, yeah, both sets of grandparents didn't get from me what I wish I could have given them, and what, as an adult, I know I should have given them. But I also know that they're, like, looking down on me and seeing me now be grateful and thankful for everything they did, and hopefully they're, like, smiling and seeing they turned out semi-decently. But yeah, the holidays are odd for me, and I feel like they're odd for a lot of people who don't necessarily have family around them. I'm 1,500 miles away from my parents, and on top of that, like, my dad doesn't really move. He doesn't really, like, he definitely doesn't travel. Like, he moves, but he doesn't travel. My mom will travel, and we'll go, like, anywhere, but it's still not the same. Like, every Christmas I can remember, I've been home with my parents. So this year, I literally almost did not go home, and then I flew home on Christmas Day because my mom was like, if you want to come home, I'll fly you home. And I was like, yeah, I want to come home. I've never not been home for Christmas. I've also never, I mean, I guess I've not had a white Christmas because last Christmas it wasn't really snowing. This Christmas it wasn't really snowing. But, like, I've never not been home for Christmas. This is the first year I didn't do a tree with my mom. Like, that's all weird to me. And it's not that, like, I don't like it, but it's weird. Like, I don't know. I don't like it. Essentially, though, new year. I'm not gonna say new me because I hate people who say that. But new year, and I'm gonna try to actually have some like 2024 goals. I feel like I've been slacking. Like last year, I set some goals, and I don't think I hit a single one of them. I don't even think I looked at a single one of them throughout the year. And this year, I want to be very different. Like I'm trying to do a vision board. My friend and I are gonna set up a day to do a vision board together. Maybe I'll get him to come on the podcast, and we'll talk about like our 2024 goals. And do a little like goals update, new year, new me. Blech. I hate that title. I hate that. Hate that mantra. But like, maybe I can convince him to get on this podcast with me and talk about our like our new year's goals. And I don't like saying resolutions because I feel like resolutions put too much pressure, and I don't want the pressure. I just want the things to naturally be able to flow out of me, and I naturally like achieve them, but I don't want to feel pressured to have to have them done by the end of the year. I also feel like I get on here in every episode I say, I'm going to be more consistent and I'm going to post more, but I'm actually going to be more consistent. That's definitely one of my goals or resolutions, if you want to say, in this new year, because I have so many ideas and I have so many notes in my phones that say pod episodes, and they're just like ideas written down. And it's either that I won't like follow through with recording them, or I'll record them, I won't edit them, or I just won't feel like there's necessarily enough for me to do a whole podcast on. But I could do a 5-minute podcast and throw that out there, and as long as I'm consistent, like they don't have to be 30-minute episodes every single time. And that's what I'm starting to learn and starting to realize. I also definitely want to get into my true crime bag this year because I love true crime. That's like the most thing that I listen to when it comes to podcasts is something like true crime related or like that type of thing, like anything true crime related or like mystery related or like thriller, that type of thing. There's some cases that I want to talk to y'all about that I think y'all will be just as interested as I am in. So I'm really excited to get into that. And I'm going to be actually doing some research on those tonight because that's one of the newest podcast episodes I want to release in 2024. I'm also just going to like be randomly releasing some of the things I've recorded last year. So if you get a random episode that like I'm talking about things that don't add up, like if I'm talking about stuff in October or November or December, like just kind of half ignore it and like but like still pay attention to the gist of the episode, but ignore like maybe dates or like a timeline because I'm just gonna be posting it because every time I like go on TikTok or I go on and listen to someone else's podcast or I do this or I do that, or I'm scrolling on Instagram or whatever. People are just like, post your content, post your content, post your content. Like, it doesn't matter what it is, just post it, just post it, just post it. So, I'm gonna post it. And yeah, so y'all will be seeing some more TikTok, some more TikToks. Y'all will be seeing some more podcast episodes, maybe some older ones, definitely some new ones. I also would love to start recording them and editing them, but I'm gonna make that like maybe like a March goal because if I can consistently get out episodes for the rest of the Wednesdays between January and February, then March I should be able to hunker down and start recording and also get out recording episodes. So, like I said, if I can get those done January, February, March, you'll maybe have some recordings. If not sooner, like if I can get on it, I'll get on it sooner. But I just said, like I said, I've like not been really creatively motivated, and I think that's definitely hindered my sitting down and recording and putting out content. However, the gist of this episode was to update y'all and kind of talk about like Thanksgiving, Christmas, the holidays. It's really sad that I'm like never going to experience a holiday like I did when I was a child. And I kind of feel like I took advantage of my time as a child with like my family and being with my family and having everyone together. And I don't know, I guess like as a kid, you don't really realize that like when you grow up, that's not going to happen. Like, now I'm in the stage of everyone is doing things with their own family who have their own grandparents. Like my aunts and uncles are now grandparents. So I don't know. It's weird. It's odd. It's different. And I guess I'm gonna have to start cultivating my own things or start making it a habit and a point to like go home and make that, I guess, a tradition. I don't know. That could be a tradition. I guess that's technically considered a tradition. But yeah, I just feel like I kind of took advantage of my childhood and the traditions that I had as a child. But I don't think that that's just a me thing. I think a lot of people and a lot of kids taking advantage of that stuff, because you don't really realize, like, you never know when your last blank is gonna be. Like, I never knew when my last Thanksgiving at my grandparents was gonna be. So, yeah, I don't know, just food for thought. Also, to everyone who's been like commenting or saying things to me in person or texting me or like doing anything about my podcast, telling me that they like it, telling me that they're listening, I thank you, because y'all are obviously the ones that I do this for. Like, obviously this is kind of like a diary, like my personal diary, and a little bit of a way for me to reflect back on like my thoughts and opinions and et cetera about things that are going on, like current events and that type of thing. But it's also a way for me to like put out my thoughts and opinions for other people to comment on, and for other people to maybe take something from what I'm saying and be informed, or get a new insight or perspective on what they already think, or even to like message me and be like, actually, you're completely wrong about what you just said. Like, all of those things I want to happen and be cultivated from this podcast, and I want to create like a family and a space where other people can feel comfortable not only like commenting, coming on the podcast if you want to come on, because I'm definitely looking for guests to start out like my guest journey. So coming on the podcast, but like commenting, interacting, engaging, even just talking to me, talking to your friends, telling someone else, oh, hey, have you listened to The Neighborhood Black Girl? Do you know why she's called The Neighborhood Black Girl? That's another thing that people keep telling me. Like, oh, I think that's the first episode I'm going to listen to. That's definitely one of the first episodes you should listen to, is why am I called The Neighborhood Black Girl? Because then you'll really get the, you'll get the jump off, and you'll get the story of the essentials, or not the essentials, but like what I started this podcast as, kind of a diary slash like journal and writings to other people who are like me, or other people who have never met a person like me, or other people who are surrounded by people like me but have actually never talked to them. And yeah, I mean, I sing like me, like I'm an alien. I'm a normal ass person, but you know what I mean. Even though I'm feeling a little down, I'm still gonna add a song this week. I feel like it low key encompasses how down I'm feeling, and I'm pretty sure this singer is from Vermont, which one of my set of grandparents are from Vermont. So I'm gonna add Stick Season by Noah Kaylin, and this song has been embodying how I've been feeling. I miss home slightly. I know I was just home, but like I still miss home, like the feeling of home when I was younger. So that's what's gonna be added to the playlist this week. As always, it's linked below. Go check it out. Thank y'all for listening to this episode. I will see you next time. Y'all already know what to do. Like, comment, follow, leave a 5-star rating. Let your friends know that you listened to The Neighborhood Black Girl, and I will see y'all in another episode. Love you.